to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announcing he is terminating trade talks with Canada over a television ad that used audio from President Reagan criticizing tariffs. Trump writing on social media that Canada is trying to interfere with a Supreme Court decision on his tariffs. The Reagan Foundation says it's reviewing legal use of the audio. At 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue,
the historic 120-year-old east wing of the White House reduced to rubble. Satellite images show the dramatic transformation from less than 1 month ago to now. Along with the building, at least six trees have been taken down, including two magnolias commemorated to Presidents Warren Harding and Franklin Roosevelt, all to make room for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot ballroom.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. The president says after speaking to San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, he's backing off a planned surge of federal agents into the city. There were protests against the agents in San Francisco Thursday. This is ABC News. The co-founder of cryptocurrency company Binance, Changpeng Zhao, pleading guilty in 2023 to money laundering, has been pardoned by President Trump. Why did the president do it? Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
President Trump was asked this directly. He had a little bit of a not super clear answer. He said CZ was recommended by a lot of people, which makes it sound like plenty of advocates, whether in his administration or out of it, were pushing for this pardon. And then the president said that this is someone who is persecuted by the Biden administration.
Tropical storm Melissa growing in the Caribbean, but ever so slowly. Will it hit the U.S. mainland?
So the spaghetti models show it just lingering there just south of Jamaica, and then finally pushing over Cuba and right out to sea as we head into the latter part of next week. It does not look like it will be a threat to the United States.
I'm ABC meteorologist Melissa Griffin. This is day 23 of the federal government shutdown, the first Friday in which hundreds of thousands of government workers are without a full paycheck. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Yesterday was 98Q Country's Day of Giving, where we here at the radio station teamed up with you, the community, to help raise money for His House of Hope over in Phillips. It was a day full of fun with everyone performing at their very best, and the total raised far exceeding the set $20,000 goal.
Day of Giving here, and what a day it has been for His House of Hope. And we have some pretty good news here for everybody. We have officially, Pastor Jason and Robert, we have officially hit the $20,000 mark. We might have went flying by it, actually, a little bit.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's just what an incredible day today. We've done this many years, and 8 to 10 is usually our goal in that range, but I think people are grasping the need for His House of Hope. I think they're realizing the good work that's being done, and a lot of people have are hearing about it, getting formed about it. Thank you, Ken Thomas. We were already over. Jeff Gosney sent us over, and then Ken Thomas said, "Well, I'll throw in another 500 just to make sure, just to make sure there's a little wiggle room there, just in case of clerical errors or something." So with the matching funds, of course, we're looking at about 32,000 plus for His House of Hope. And Pastor Jason, going into today, that was kind of a pipe dream, wasn't it? Actually, I'll be honest with you, it was for me, that's for sure.
When we first sat down, you're like, "Hey, I think we can probably get to $8,000. I'm like, "Whoa, $8,000, that's going to be so helpful." And now at the end of the day, here we are over $32,000. Man, this proves how great our community is, how loving, how compassionate, how generous our people are. Again, Northwoods, you guys knocked out of the park today. I could not be happier.
Yeah, it's so encouraging, and I think it's encouraging, Robert, for anybody who's involved with His House of Hope to know that the community support like this is there. It's so encouraging.
After the broadcast, that total was raised to over $37,000 thanks to last-minute donations. Thank you to everyone who opened your hearts to help support this great local nonprofit. I'm Austin Brumaine. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The pandemic may have been bleak for many of us, but for two UW-Platteville researchers, it provided a spark that inspired them to find a marketplace for spoiled milk. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. That story next.
Next on our Corn Hall of Fame tour, Pioneer brand Power Core and List Corn.
Ooh, look at all the trophies.
Yes. Power Core Enlist beats competitors with a 7.7 bushel per acre yield advantage. Three distinct modes of pest control action and unsurpassed herbicide flexibility mean above ground pests and weeds can't win.
But what if they try?
They wouldn't dare.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
Whether it's the sound of the carnival or the taste of the cotton candy or your first blue ribbon, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to offer cash prizes for your fair stories. Entries are being accepted all summer long and there is no limit, so tell us all of your stories. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
Dr. Joseph Wu, Associate Professor of Chemistry, and Dr. John Obalata, Chair of Mechanical and Industrial Engineering at UW-Platteville, found inspiration during the pandemic. While dairy farmers were forced to dump their milk because of processing shortfalls during the pandemic, it inspired the two to collaborate on taking that spoiled milk and turning it into a value-added product that can be used in 3D printing. Dr. Joseph Wu explains.
One category that strikes me is to help the farmer to improve the economy of the dairy farmers. And that just perfectly matches what we are looking for. We really want to make this project work so that in the future, we do not need to dump milk to the field anymore. We might be able to recover, recycle, reuse those material for good purpose.
That's Dr. Joseph Wu, Associate Professor of Chemistry, along with his partner, Dr. John Obalata, the Chair of the Mechanical and Industrial Engineering Department on the UW-Platteville campus. They have come up with a patented process to convert casein and whey into durable, flexible materials that are suitable for 3D printing and beyond. Dr. Obalata tells me that the 3D printing industry today, worth about $20 billion, they hope Wisconsin dairy can get at least a slice of that action. That's one of the funded projects that will be highlighted during the Wisconsin Dairy Innovation Hub's Free Summit Tuesday, November 18th on the UW River Falls campus with virtual elements. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday night football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27. 98 Q Country.
was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side cleaned up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Took the baby, Mama died, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Oh, and I guess she did.
Devil in her angel eyes. outside. Got a rebel heart of country. My oh why, there's a little bit of devil in the angel eyes. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country. My oh why, there's a little bit of devil in her.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Me and his partner. Me and his partner. Me and his partner.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
would be the last time, but here I am. I ain't too sure what they want me to do. Clean out my act, I've been thinking about you. Oh, baby, here we go one more time. You know it's harder than it looks to walk that line, yeah. I've been running so damn long, there ain't a woman who can settle me down. Wider than a bat out of hell, off the rails and blazing through town. But then you walk in floating on air and you look across the room at me. Forget the man I am, what kind of man do you need? Here I stand just north of Oklahoma, trying to wash away my sins. I know damn well what I ought to do. I have to have you, I just can't stand to lose. Oh baby, here we go one more time. You know I love you if you let me till the end of the line. Yeah, I've been running so damn long, there ain't a woman who can settle me down.
Country.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Showed me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool who came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Painted scars and calls left me. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave.
Dwight Yoakam, 98Q Country, and a Friday. How you doing? How you doing? Joel here, and we are still coming off a bit of a buzz. Might be a sugar buzz from yesterday's Day of Giving. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who tuned in and donated. It was probably the most incredible day in radio that I've ever experienced in almost 40 years. With the matching funds, we raised over $32,000, almost $33,000 for His House of Hope in Phillips. Absolutely just unbelievable, unbelievable. We had $20,000 in just raw pledges and bids on the items that were donated. So thank you, everyone. We'll be doing a little bit of a thank you list, a scroll of thank yous a little bit later on here this morning. But what a day for His House of Hope. And if you missed out, you can always go to hohphillips.org and you can make a donation right there to His House of Hope. And you can even do the dollar a day donation and be one of the donors to help out this great facility. So thank you from the bottom of my heart and to everybody here at the station who chipped in. It was certainly a special day yesterday for His House of Hope. We will do a little weather forecast in just a moment. It's going to warm up. It's going to warm up for the weekend. Yesterday was kind of a cold, misty day. Details on that to come. Twice an hour news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announcing he is terminating trade talks with Canada over a television ad that used audio from President Reagan criticizing tariffs. Trump writing on social media that Canada is trying to interfere with a Supreme Court decision on his tariffs. The Reagan Foundation says it's reviewing legal use of the audio. At 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue,
the historic 120-year-old east wing of the White House reduced to rubble. Satellite images show the dramatic transformation from less than 1 month ago to now. Along with the building, at least six trees have been taken down, including two magnolias commemorated to Presidents Warren Harding and Franklin Roosevelt, all to make room for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot ballroom.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. The president says after speaking to San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, he's backing off a planned surge of federal agents into the city. There were protests against the agents in San Francisco Thursday. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. During this Teen Driver Safety Week, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing resources for teens, parents, and caregivers to get teens ready for the road. This includes the 5 steps to get a Wisconsin driver's license. 1 is enroll in driver education. 2 is pass knowledge and science tests. 3 is apply for an instruction permit, also known as your TEMPS. 4 is schedule and take the road test. and 5 is exchanged to a probationary driver license and GDL restrictions. You can learn more at wisconsindmv.gov/teendriver. And as someone that failed that driving test 3 times, I would like to remind you all that studying is incredibly important. Saturday, November 8th at 2:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Sportsman's Club, Team Seal Shooting Team is hosting an introduction to trap shooting. Never tried trap before but want to see what it's all about? Well, they've got coaches that will guide you through every step of the game, from safety to your very first shot. All equipment is provided, including shotgun, ammunition, eye, and ear protection. However, you are welcome to bring your own gear if you would prefer. This is open to all area youth in grades 5 to 12, with no experience needed. Come learn, have fun, and see why trap shooting might be your new favorite sport. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 8th at 2:30 p.m. over at 1039 North Airport Road in Phillips. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct. Savannah Tomi Olson takes us there.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underly wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underly. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underly did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard?
The legislature cut more than $1 million in funding to the DPI in the latest budget. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Nacogdoches Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Nacogdoches Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Nacogdoches Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at nacogdochescars.com.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday night football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving. And let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
reliable, affordable energy is critical to progress and building resilient, connected, and prosperous communities. Enbridge's Line 5 is a vital link delivering raw materials that are processed into propane, fueling communities, industry, and businesses across Wisconsin. Energy that powers agricultural equipment and heats homes. To learn more, visit Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98Q Country.
So I guess it's over. Been deja vu again. Who'd have thought that time don't stop and somehow, girl, the world keeps spinning and guess I'll turn myself into a solitary.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold fruit.
98 Q Country.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. I met the man I call my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then, all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went from something's missing to a family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. Cause I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. And now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be. No, he didn't have to be.
Q Country.
Broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days, then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever
never wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Show me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
Mama told her baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen. But fate's got cards that it don't wanna show. And that boy's just a walk-away Joe. Born to be a believer, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk away joke. Now just a little while into Abilene, pulls into a station and he robs it clean. She's waiting. But love him for the way he is. She's only 17, and there ain't no reasoning. So she'll ride this ride as far as it can go. 'Cause that boy's just a walk-away joke. Born to be a believer, tell you from the word go. Gonna know it in a matter of and she wakes up too soon and reaches for his arm. But she'll just keep reaching on. For the cold hard truth revealed what I had known. That boy's just a walk away joke, born to be a believer. Tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's a wrong kind of paradise, but it was just another lesson in life. That boy was a walk away joke.
I can't find no shade, just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like me. The dust right off them tonight. Yeah, got a little dirt on my boots. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, I'm gonna kick him off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
John Party, 98Q Country, and I hope your Friday is off to a good start here, and whatever you got going on this weekend, I hope it's great for you. If you are one of the folks who won one of our bid items yesterday in our Day of Giving for His House of Hope, we ask to wait till Monday to pick up that certificate. If you have to come in today, that's fine, but we're kind of in an organizational mode for that. So if you could wait till Monday, we'd appreciate it. If you have to come in today, we'll understand. We'll be somewhat organized, but we're kind of putting together that side of it. So thanks to everyone. We raised you raised almost $33,000 for his House of Hope yesterday. And thank you for trusting us with this wonderful organization. And believe me, it will be put to good use by Pastor Jason and the director there, Mr. Robert Knack. And what a day. One of the most memorable days in radio, I think, that I've experienced in my 40 years yesterday with raising, with matching funds, almost $33,000. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. News to come in just a moment. Some words of wisdom as we take a moment to focus on the family.
Good parenting requires intentionality in how we interact with our children. But sometimes you have to be willing to be spontaneous and maybe go with the flow. I recently experienced that with my boys on a trip we took to Southern California. We started the day at a NASCAR race, and the weather was beautiful, a perfect day to have fun with 200,000 of our closest friends. The power of the cars and the immensity of the crowd were exhilarating, and there was only one problem. NASCAR races take a long time. After watching the cars go around and around in a circle for an hour, my teenage boys started, losing interest. And I think we made it halfway through the race before we all agreed it might be fun to spend the rest of the day at Disneyland. And I could have turned that situation into a life lesson, come down heavy-handed. I might have stressed the importance of seeing commitments through to the end, or talked about how much I'd paid for those tickets. But you know what? We were on vacation, and I was a lot more interested in having a good time with my boys. And from the conversations we've had since, I think that's exactly what we did. We stayed at the race long enough for them to appreciate the experience, to feel the power, but we didn't let the chosen activity become more important than our relationship. By being spontaneous and going with the flow, we had a great time and a great day creating memories and strengthening the bond with each other. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads, great for you, and so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage, weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans.